I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs. How many do we think he hits tonight? Man, it would be if he comes up his first at bat and goes deep again tonight. Yeah, no, that place going to go more. Nuts, man.
That ain't gonna happen tonight.
What? What do you mean?
Zero?
Why not?
I don't think he hit any tonight.
Bryce Elder. Oh, I think he goes deep once tonight. I'll say he gets one tonight.
And that's not Douglas. That's not hating. That's just
That's hating.
That is not
the way you said it. Sounded like hating.
No, it wasn't hating.
It's like you don't want him to hit any.
Yeah, it sounded like that. It did sound like that. Immediately, I asked you. No, Kyle, he's not hitting any.
Kyle, I had it up to hear what you said about this much. No, it's not that. It's just that coming off a night like that, man. Like, I just feel like they're going to go out of their way to make sure that you don't have another night like that. Now, okay, to be fair, you might get one. They ain't going to get you. They ain't going to give you 4. And it's only happened, like, what, 21 times in the history of baseball? Something like that? Like, you're not going to have another night like that. So I'm thinking they're going to protect themselves from you know, you doing that again. If it looked like you about to heat up on them. They probably going to pitch around you.
They better have a good night tonight because I'll tell you what, and it would make me look stupid as well. If they come out and they get shut out or they only score one run tonight after scoring 19, that would be very annoying. So
no,
that can't
I don't
happen.
Think I don't think
Dude,
they're going to take
Elder,
a
chance. Yeah. Kyle will have to post a video tonight calling for them to boo
again. I'll rehash the whole Mets series.
Yeah. And then Kyle tweet out the Jalen Hurts
thing. I'll have a word with
Is
Topper.
That all you wanted to see and tag Rob yeah. Thompson in it? 215-592-9494. If you want to get in a few minutes, I'll give you my NFC power rankings going into this year. Top 5 teams in the NFC following the Micah Parsons trade. Whether the Eagles are at the top or not. We'll get to that coming up. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Samantha in Quakertown. What's up, Samantha?
Hi.
Hey, Samantha, what's going on?
I wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier about Aaron Nola, about, you know, how he did last night. Well, first of all, I mean, last night was a phenomenal game to watch. We all know that. And but starting out, it was a little bit scary, you know, the first inning. And do I think that he could be okay in a playoff game this year? I don't know. I kind of agree that, like, that's a little bit sketchy because, I mean, he missed most of the season. And, yeah, he did, you know, end up doing, you know, redeeming himself after the first inning. But you can't trust that in a playoff game. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Samantha. He was all over the place in that first inning. I mean, he threw, I think it might have been like 37 pitches. He just couldn't command the zone. And I think with Nola right now, the concerning thing is he's nibbling and he's not going after hitters because his stuff isn't that good. And it's like if that's going to be a continual problem for him, it's going to be hard for him to pitch and to stay in games very long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about playing in playoff games and against these players that have been, you know, doing all right all season, and you're basically just starting your season out now. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but that's a lot to ask of somebody, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he's only got like a month to figure it out now. I mean, they need to see what they need to see from Nola to feel comfortable in starting a playoff game. And right now, and I'm sure the Phillies would prefer to put him out there over a Lizardo or a Walker, but right now, I just don't feel very good about it. But what are you bringing to a Labor Day barbecue?
I love a good burger, so I got to say a burger. I'm sure that's a very basic answer. I know everybody else's answers have been more intricate, but I am just a sucker for a good burger.
That's a good answer. Appreciate
That'd be
the call.
A damn good burger.
Yeah.
Better burger better be banging.
I think.
Hold on. What do you mean?
No, because you know, like,
it's a simple barbecue. Yeah. You're having high standards for a cookout burger.
Let me tell you. Well,
put some damn cheese on the thing. And call it a day, man.
You know what though? Because burgers are like the ones that are there the most. The burgers and the dogs.
Yeah,
chicken's always gone. Ribs are for damn sure always gone.
It's making me hungry.
So,
man,
so what does a good burger consist of then?
Well, what do you want, a gourmet burger from somebody at a cookout?
No, listen, Samantha, and I'm not picking on you. I don't want you to think I'm picking.
Yes, you are.
I am not. But let's workshop this a little bit here.
Okay.
Burgers are the ones that burgers and the dogs usually get done first, right? Chickens right after that.
Okay.
And then the ribs take the longest. The ribs go first because that's what everybody wants, right? Burgers probably dry as hell, and you're probably masking the burgers with a whole lot of ketchup,
mayo,
and mustard, and all the accoutrement that you put on the burger. So what is a good burger at a cookout? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think you can have a good tasty burger, and you put stuff on it.
I think your standards are a little bit.
No, yeah. but you understand, how much have I been drinking? Because I ain't been to a
– lot,
I
man. Have it's not a, been it's a Labor to, Day barbecue.
Yeah.
I have not – okay.
Drink so it all day.
I'm not trying to put Samantha in a box.
Too late.
But when you talk about good burger, dog, what are we talking about? Like Red Robin?
You just crushed Samantha.
I did
you
not.
Were talking you, about a good, well-made patty.
No. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all just picking
I
right
don't
now.
Know what you're talking
you know
about.
What
you're
I'm
picking
talking
on
about.
Samantha.
No, because at the grill master, when you grill, the ribs are last. Everybody's waiting on the ribs.
I don't like the – they're too messy, the ribs.
No, but everybody's waiting on the ribs because the
now
ribs
you guys,
are the
you
ones –
you guys are both out of control.
No, because the ribs are the ones that are taking the most time. They're the ones that's probably been marinating in the brine or whatever you have your ribs marinating in, the whiskey, whatever that is, the baby back whiskey ribs or whatever. The chicken is a close second to the ribs. The burgers and the dogs are usually dried and charred. Because they don't take that long to cook.
I prefer the burgers and dogs over the chicken and the ribs.
So my
it's
question
just an
again,
easy thing
and,
to eat, grab,
no,
yeah,
I'm just
hold
saying,
it in your hand.
I'm just saying, what is a good burger? Because it's usually on a feeble piece of bread.
How about just not a hockey puck, but like a I think you know. Listen, when Samantha gave that answer, I don't think she was referring to a bad burger.
Well, it's okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking what do you call a good burger at a cookout?
Whatever Samantha's bringing to the cookout.
A nice juicy burger with a nice melted piece of cheese on top. That's a good burger.
First of all, let's be real.
No.
It ain't good cheese that we use for the burgers or the hot dogs.
American is perfectly fine.
It's not, but that's not, we're not using Kraft. We're using some off-brand cheese for the burgers.
Why not?
No, we're not. Because the burgers are dry. They've been dry. They've been sitting in the pan.
What do you think the American cheese is for? It's not for flavor.
Use a burger snob.
Let me ask you this.
You're annoying.
I mean, duh, I am annoying. So what do you mean? But let's be honest. At the cookout, you usually always have an overabundance of burgers and hot dogs that are left.
Sure.
That nobody eats. And the burgers are usually dry, super dry. And you hide the taste of the dry-ass burger with the cheese.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know,
so
man. I like
good,
burgers.
So that's what I'm saying. What is a good burger at a cookout?
Maybe you just don't like burgers.
No.
Yeah, I just think you're overthinking it, man.
Yeah.
No. When I just gave
you know what? Don't eat the burger,
yeah, yeah.
Don't eat it.
Seriously. Don't ruin it for the rest of us, you.
Fine.
My God.
You're not allowed to have any burgers.
Jeez. You sound like a terrible guest at a cookout.
Because when she said, no, listen, Samantha, and again, I'm not picking on you, but when she said good burger, I'm thinking she bringing them from like a restaurant or something.
From like Five Guys or something?
Five Guys, Red Robin, wherever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Because
you ain't getting no good burger at a cookout, dog. You're getting a dry-ass piece of meat that you're hiding the flavor with the cheese and the mustard and all the other
stuff.
If
you're having Hugh over this weekend, don't let him eat the burger.
Yeah, yeah. Just
he's going to judge
tell
you and complain
the burgers are
going
to be there. He'll look down on them, you how dry they are.
Let's be honest, man. The burgers and the hot dogs are for the children. The ribs and the chicken are for the grown-ups.
Then I'm a child, because I'd rather have that stuff.
The ribs
are too messy.
Are for the grown-ups.
Sauce everywhere. And
TK, what are you wearing, an all-white suit when
know.
You go to cookouts?
No, but
talking about the ribs are too
messy. I
don't want
barbecue sauce all over my face.
Man, listen. I'm going to put barbecue sauce in my beard. If it's some good ribs,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let them ribs have it.
There you go.
See, them burgers be dry, and them hot dogs be all feeble looking, wilted and whatnot. Feeble. Nah.
You're breaking up the hot dogs anyway.
I am definitely doing that.
Yeah, let's go to Lou in Bethlehem. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
I don't know, man. I'd like to tell you guys what I bring to a barbecue, but I don't know if I could say it pretty enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be
Lou
careful.
Is a very
hold
tough
up,
critic
hold
today.
Up, Lou. In my defense, I mean, what barbecue have you been to where the burgers have led the way?
Mine.
Okay, so what do you do? Okay, so tell me what you do with your burgers.
Well, it's burgers so general. I mean, to each his own. Seriously speaking, some people like hockey pucks. Some people like it, you know, medium rare. I mean, it's very
that,
general.
Okay,
to,
that's what I, that's what I'm with you with the medium rare. I'm with you there.
But that last hockey puck at the end, I'm all over that. I'm all over that because that's the way I like my burgers.
Yeah, that's after the beers are flowing and stuff. And
yeah, it doesn't matter at that point.
That's what I started out with. How much have you been drinking?
You just need sustenance. Yeah,
he said a whole lot.
Well, just to start it off, because I got some stuff. Well, let me talk about Parsons, if you don't mind,
guys.
Go for it. Okay, Cowboy fans are absolute turds, man. All right, let's just say something we all know. I got fans thinking that, well, we got two first round picks and life is okay. They are the absolute laughing stock of the NFL, as far as I'm concerned, and they're going to continue to be a punchline so long as Jerry Jones doesn't age, and I'm all for it. But the gap has been bridged just a little bit because Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons on the other side, man, that's scary. They won't stop the tush push, but NFC Championship game, Packers, Eagles, and take your pick as to where it's going to be.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they're a good team, Lou, and the Eagles play them on Monday night, I think, in November. So we'll get to see that matchup then. But yeah, I mean, the Packers—they've been a playoff team the last couple of years, and their problem was their defense. And man, they just got a whole lot better with Parsons.
Of course, I hope we push the heck out of them. You know,
yep.
Just so that we just let them know that that's not going away anytime soon in our own way. What I would bring to a barbecue? Well, I've been hearing chicken. I've been hearing ribs. I've been hearing all the standards. Gentlemen, Lou's Cuban sandwiches. I would bring it in a aluminum tray. I would make them on Amoroso rolls, which you are very familiar with. I would chop them in half and make them into sliders. The Cuban sandwich, I don't know if you've ever had it. It is as follows. Let's picture a very tasty Amoroso club roll. Swiss cheese. Dill pickle. A slice of dill pickle from end to end on the sandwich, Alpine ham, Cuban marinated pork, my family recipe, and then another slab of Swiss, pressed panini style, and then chopped up slider style into an aluminum tray, covered, put in the oven for about 15 minutes. There won't be any left. I guarantee it.
Well,
I mean, you got
that
me
sounds
with
good.
The panini, because that you mean you're gonna smush the sandwich and are you you said press it right? You pressing it all together?
Sandwich press, sir, for about 5 minutes. Buttered each side. It's beautiful.
And then, oh, that sounds awesome.
That does sound good, Lou. Appreciate the call. I love the specificity of the answers that we're getting today.
Specificity, you hear that big old word. Yeah. You hear TK with the big old
you
word.
You Douglas could never.
By the way, I would
never be able to pronounce that.
Just something I was.
That would not come out.
Just something I was thinking about during Lou's call. Don't you guys find it very, I find it fascinating. We haven't heard from the Weasel Cowboy Jim today. A day after the Parsons trade.
I don't
trade.
Find that fascinating at all.
Cowboy Jim goes into hiding the day after the Parsons trade. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Aaron in San Diego is all over the YouTube chat. Like, oh, I'm God. Not calling since TK's in. Good.
Yeah, good, Aaron. I don't want to talk to you. So I'm glad you didn't call. We probably wouldn't have taken your call anyway. So thanks a lot. 215-592-9494. I did want to give you my power rankings in the NFC real quick, though. Because, obviously, leading up to week one, top five teams in the NFC, I'll start with number five. And at number five, I'm going with the Detroit Lions. Now, a talented team for sure. They had the best record in the NFC last year. But I can't put them any higher than five. I think losing both coordinators is going to be a big deal for them. Aaron Glenn did a great job of that defense. Ben Johnson, obviously, a great job of that offense. We're going to see how great of a coach Dan Campbell is this year. I think Dan Campbell's a fine coach. Don't think he's like, you know, one of the upper echelon guys. So I have the Lions at number five in the NFC. Number four, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings here. The Vikings' entire season is basically going to come down to can J.J. McCarthy play or not?
Yeah.
But last year, they won, 14 games with Sam Darnold? I still kind of think Sam Darnold stinks. Like, he was bad at the end of the year last year, lost that final game against the Lions, was terrible in the playoff game. Brian Flores is a good defensive coordinator. Their roster's pretty loaded. So I'll go with the Vikings at number four. Number three, Green Bay Packers. After this trade for Parsons, I put the Packers ahead of the Vikings and Lions. Think they're well-coached.
Are these your NFC power rankings or NFC North power rankings?
The NFC. Three of the NFC North teams in there.
So you have the Detroit, because of the coordinators gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Lions five. So I have Lions third in that division. Vikings four. Packers three. Number two, I'm going to go with a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. I'm going with San Francisco 49ers. I think that's a team.
Bounce back.
They're going to bounce back. Kyle Shanahan, big game choker. We all know that. But one of the better coaches in the NFL. If McCaffrey's healthy, if they're reasonably healthy, and they had the addition by subtraction of losing fat Debo Samuel. So I think they're going to be better this year. I think they win the West. They're number two. Number one, though, not by a wide margin, but it is the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles still the best team in the NFC, even with their issues on defense. So Eagles, Niners, Packers, Vikings, Lions, top five in the NFC. You guys have any issue with those rankings?
I mean, come on.
The one that I had, but you explained it, the Detroit Lions being as low as they are, the third team in their own division, that division they won last year. I thought that was kind of crazy, but I get what you're coming.
I'm iffy on the Niners, or sorry, the Lions thing. Vikings, I'm not.
Where are the Commodores?
I'm telling you, step back here for the Commodores.
I kind of agree with that.
The Eagles are going to cruise this division.
Packers should probably be up there. I agree. NFC is over.
Cruise is strong.
Like, where's the Rams? Where's the Bucks?
The Bucks, I question being in there. The Rams, I mean, they're going to be maybe in the playoffs, but I don't know. Stafford's banged up. Their backup's Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they're not going to be a great team.
Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jimmy G's fine. He stunk the last couple of years, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, would you be surprised if he had to go in and have to fill in for a few games and Sean McVay, gets a few wins out of him?
Yeah, McVay's a good coach. There's no question about
that. Well, that's good.
And I wasn't worried about the Rams playoff game at all going into it, and then I was terrified during the game. So I probably didn't give them enough credit last year.
Okay. Interesting top five.
But I need to ask you, Kyle, as the resident, we bounce bets off each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this future I put in? Plus 450, division winner parlay. Bills, Texans, Eagles, plus 450.
Bills, Texans, Eagles?
To win their divisions.
All of those together is plus 450?
Yes.
Oh.
Not bad, right?
Well, I'm surprised at those odds, to be honest. I feel like they'd be longer.
Yeah, longer, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're picking three division winners. There's so much that could happen.
The Texans division
combined
terrible.
Feels crazy.
Texans division's bad. Bills, who else is going to be good in the East? I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, no, I think I could. I'm with you on all three of those guys winning the division, but feels weak.
Yeah. Now I don't feel as good about it. Let's go to Zach. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking my call. First time, long time. I'm looking at this Micah Parsons trade, and I'm kind of scratching my head like everybody else is. And then I'm so bored, I turned on that Cowboys show last night, and it gets to the part where Jerry's talking about trading Herschel Walker. And I couldn't help but think, man, this seems very very similar to the Parsons trade. Kyle educated me on how they are different, for sure, but I think with the Walker trade, he had to flip those players, those Vikings players, into picks. And, this time he just got the picks. So
So I'm not a fan, obviously. I'm a Birds fan, but I think it does give a little bit of an insight into the mind palace of Gary.
The players they got from the Vikings, I think there was a – the part of the deal was if they cut the players, then they would get the draft picks. I don't think he had to even trade them.
You're talking about with the Herschel trade?
The Herschel trade, yeah.
Well, I know the Herschel trade set him up, set Jimmy Johnson up for – I think it was to get Emmitt and Eric Williams. It was a bunch of guys that they got to help put them in position to be the Super Bowl caliber team that they were. But I don't think this is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is only two first-round picks. They're probably going to be late picks.
Yeah, because the Green Bay Packers are going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be really good.
And I guess, like, my thing with it is, ask yourself, what kind of player are they hoping to get with one of these first-round picks? A player the caliber of Micah Parsons?
Right. The odds of both those players equaling Micah Parsons is not good.
The thing that bothers me about it is how, like, and I've said this about Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is a hell of a pass rusher. In a league that needs pass rushers. Now, he can be nullified, but everybody around this trade, or everybody that sees this as a bad trade, because you got back a 30-year-old player, and you got two draft picks that are contingent upon how bad the Green Bay Packers are. So I don't see how anybody could think that this is a good trade.
No, I don't believe it is a good trade. What do you got for something you're bringing to a cookout, Zach?
Yeah, so I'm bringing Cornish and pickles. Sometimes people call them gherkins. You go to these cookouts, and everybody's got the meats and everything sorted, but the condiments are usually pretty lame, and you got to have some acid to cut all the fat that's going on with the meat. So those little tiny pickles, I think it's a great bring.
Okay, there you go. Appreciate the call,
Gherky
Zach.
Gherky pickles.
Little pickles.
You into small, bumpy cucumbers that have been pickled into brine or vinegar.
Where do you fall in that barbecue czar, Hugh?
Pickles?
Yeah.
Little pickles.
I mean, dude.
Nothing. No, you don't like it?
All right. I can't picture Hugh snacking on the
No.
Little pickles.
No, Hugh doesn't like the little pickles.
He got little pickles.
He's not a fan of little pickles. Not at all. 215-592-9494. Yes, he does. He certainly does. He likes the big pickle. Right, Hugh? You like a big pickle?
Why you keep asking me, TK?
I'm just saying.
You see, I'm trying to be an adult in this situation. You see, I'm trying not to.
I'm trying to stall so we don't have time for you people.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. You got about 2 minutes.
We'll get to you people in the final segment before we get out of here for the weekend, thank God. And we'll name our prize winner for Friday Friday today. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.